Forget whatever plans you have this weekend because you're staying at home and playing on SpinQuest. And there's never been a better time to sign up than right now. New users get $30 coin packs for just $10. All the table games you love with hundreds of slot games and real cash prizes. That's at SpinQuest.com. SpinQuest.com.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.
All right, I have a few fascinating debate clips to show you that, in my opinion, represent the left punching back, or at least regaining its footing in the arena. We have one clip of Ezra Klein debating Kevin Roberts from the Heritage Foundation and Kellyanne Conway. In this 3-minute segment, he breaks down the immigration problem with the Trump administration perfectly. I then want to show you Prof. G., Scott Galloway, debating Kevin O'Leary. He rolls him on the topic of tariffs. Then finally, we'll watch Chris Murphy on Jen Psaki's show. We've got a good episode today, so make sure you drop a like. And with no time to waste, let's jump into this clip.
I want to talk here in the closing about something we haven't talked about all that much, but it is a lower bar. No, I don't think we're in a golden age. I think it would be... I almost like don't think it needs to be argued this heavily. Are we even in a decent age? Are we even in an age we can feel good on a basic human level about? There are a lot of policy arguments worth having, and we've had a number of them on the stage, and I appreciate having them on the stage. You know, is it a good idea to cut Medicaid and food stamps to give tax cuts to rich people? Should we have Europe? Should we push Europe in the way we are to rearm? There's also just a question of decency, moral character, national character, that I think is meaningful. For me, one of the moments in the Trump administration that felt most signal, felt most important, there was a day, do you all know what ASMR videos are? You ever heard of these? They're these like videos of kind of soothing, repetitive sounds, people, you know, combing a hair or something. It's not my thing, to be honest.
By the way, I do want to cover this full debate. If you can see, he's debating Kellyanne Conway and Kevin Roberts, and he's with Ben Rhodes. This is a fascinating debate, but I just want to show you this clip.
Weird. But the White House, whoever runs the White House X account is sort of terminally online. And they put up a video called Immigrant ASMR. And it was video and the sound of immigrants being deported dragging the manacles behind them. And then sound of the manacles being raised and lowered, the chains they were in. People who had fled to be here. Whatever you think about whether or not they should be here, whether or not they should be deported, many of these people came here in fear. If you have to deport them, you do it with a heavy heart. Later on, there was a day on the internet when OpenAI, to talk about AI, had released a new version or a new plugin or a new instance of ChatGPT, and it can make anything look like a Miyazaki film. People were putting up their family pictures and putting up their landscapes, and it all looked like these wonderful little cartoons. And the Trump White House account, the official account, put up one of a woman crying, weeping, as two border agents deported her. And then Elon Musk put up his little, he retweeted it to his billion, you know, forcing his thing on a billion followers with a little laughing cry face.
But the cruelty is the point. There's more to the clip. The unfortunate reality is the cruelty is the point. Sometimes I get caught up in this where I try to debate Trump supporters on how cruel some of these things are, and then we reach this point where I realize not only are they okay with the cruelty, that's actually the point of it all.
When you stomp on the part of yourself that is repulsed by this kind of cruelty, something important dies. It's completely separate from the policy. It's completely separate from whether you think we should have fewer immigrants or more immigrants. And what's worse is that to get ahead in Trump's administration, his party in America, that the way you have to argue, the way you're supposed to comport yourself looks like this too often.
I might have to get access to the full debate from Monk and react to it with you all on stream, but let's watch this clip. It is equally as good of a takedown. Check this out.
And that made me just look at him and think, why do you need all the aggravation of politics? You know, it's like it's brought him so much aggravation. And yet, as you said, Kevin, he's a genius, really, in many other ways. I mean, do you accept, Scott, that he's a genius, or do you feel it's smoke and mirrors with Musk? Because when I watched him talk me through his optimist thing, I just saw the 10-year-old boy who used to write programs doing it on a massive scale and loving that. Whereas I think he's really struggled with the criticism he's had in the political arena.
I don't think you can deny his genius. I'll use Starlink on my flight to London in a couple of days, and it's a superior product. I owned a Tesla. But somehow we've decided in America that innovation and money replaces or obviates or excuses depravity. Cutting off aid to HIV-positive mothers, deciding what veterans should get benefits, cutting off SNAP payments, which have shown to have a positive net return when people run out of money for food at the end of the month. I mean, I think one of the wonderful things about being an American, and quite frankly, for me, what it means to be a man and what I try to teach my boys is the whole point of prosperity is such that you can protect people. And I think the two of you are more impressed with Mr. Musk than I am. I think if somebody is making Nazi salutes, if somebody is being sued concurrently by two women for sole custody of their child because that person has not spent any time with that child, when someone is so severely addicted to drugs they can't get their shit together to show up to the White House without looking exceptionally high, I don't think that's the right role model for young men. So what I would ask to all of us is look at what money has done to us. That if someone can land a rocket on metal scissors or create a great AV, he's a genius. He's the wealthiest man in the world. But does that mean we should excuse depravity? Does that mean, unlike Bill Gates, he's not using his billions to help people? He's not planting trees, the shade of which he won't sit under? I think this is an individual who has literally come off the tracks, who is rabidly addicted to drugs, and is using his immense power to get people elected, and that too many of us excuse what is abhorrent behavior. I think his legacy is not going to be an EV or putting rockets into space. I think it's going to be unnecessary death, disease, and disability of the world's most vulnerable. That is not what it means to be an innovator. It's not what it means to be an American. It's not what it means to be a man.
Wow.
That was incredibly well said. That actually blew me away the first time I watched it. Let me know what you all think. He just took down Elon Musk. There's another clip regarding tariffs, but I think I'm going to make a separate video about all of these debates because I really want to be pushing takedowns of right-wing talking points over and over. One more of Chris Murphy. Speaking of right-wing takedowns, this isn't a debate, but he still takes him down.
Of different countries. The ban is going to go into effect on Monday. It's a much bigger travel ban than what Trump issued during his first term. I mentioned it feels to me it's important for people to understand what it is. No doubt people will be impacted, of course, in these countries, but also an effort to distract from what's happening with this bill and Elon Musk and a lot of the disarray that's happening within the party and frankly within the White House. But what do you make of it?
Okay, it's so important we talk about this because this is the whole game, is that the actual agenda here is to steal from us. The actual agenda is to steal from regular Americans in order to pad the pockets of the rich. So what does this bill do? It actually costs money for 40% of the American public. You get poorer if you are in the bottom 40%, and the richest families get a tax cut of $270,000, okay? Nobody wants that. That's super unpopular. So how do you get that done? You distract people by making them think that they're at war with other Americans, making them think that they have something to fear from people who look different from them or speak a different language. This is what demagogues have done all throughout time, is to divide us from each other, make us feel like we need to be fighting ourselves, while on the side, they're stealing from us, either through legislation, like we're debating in the Senate today, or old-fashioned thievery, as has also been happening in this administration as well. So yeah, understand that this is important. Anytime you ban people coming to the United States from other countries, it has a real impact, but it is chiefly in service of trying to get us all talking about that, or talking about the Biden investigation they launched today, or instead of talking about the centerpiece of this story, which is this bill to make the rich even richer at the expense of everybody else.
Very, very true. And all of these things can be important at the same time. That is true. But right now, there needs to be a unique focus on on the bill, a unique focus on some of the more pressing matters, which I think would be Elon Musk's blatant, brazen corruption that relates back to the bill perfectly. So let me know which one you think was the best. Was it Ezra Klein's takedown of the Trump admin's cruelty? I personally think Scott Galloway shredding Elon Musk was the best. And then, of course, Chris Murphy seems like he could be a good contender in 2028. I feel like he's going to make a run. Let me know what you guys think in the comment section below. I'm going to be making a bunch of content today. We are building the Mockler Media Network. We are adding contributors and editors and scaling. So if you guys want to be a part of it, you can drop a like. You can become a member below. I love you all. Peace out.
Ugh, I have had no luck lately. Wait, lady luck?
Britsky, I got you. I've had so much luck on SpinQuest.com. They have all of my favorite games, slot games, live blackjack craps, and bubble craps. You can even get a $30 coin pack for just 10 bucks.
10 bucks for 30? I'm headed over to SpinQuest.com right now.
SpinQuest is a free-to-play social casino. Void where prohibited. Visit SpinQuest.com for more details.